One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
I am a newcomer to the Real Ghost Stories Online, but I am a grave keeper at the Grave Talks Patreon. Love it. And actually, I moved over to Real Ghost Stories Online because I've listened to every single episode of the Grave Talks, and I just need something else to satisfy my craving for the weird and the unusual. And you guys are the best, and I love you so much. So anyway, here's a quick, fun little story from a long time ago. I was a new real estate agent, and I was probably about 23 or 24 years old. And I got a call to show one of our new listings. And it was about 7 o'clock in the evening. The appointment was set for. The house had just gone on the market that very day. And I was very excited to show the house and make a sale. And just a short while later, I actually got another call for a second showing following my 7 o'clock showing. So turns out I had a 7 o'clock and a 7:30 showing. And I show up to the house, which is vacant, at, you know, just before 7 o'clock, and I meet my first potential buyers, a family, a husband and wife, and I believe that they were alone. It was a long time ago, so I can't remember exactly, but they walked in to this 1970-ish split level home that was just very tastefully done, and again, vacant, nothing really spectacular, just a very nice family home. And when they walked in, we shook hands and introduced ourselves. And I said, as I normally would, please, you know, help yourself and show yourself around. And so the wife sort of walks around, walks away from us, the husband and I, and he stands there and proceeds to tell me that this is the home that he grew up in. And I said, oh my gosh, you know, how wonderful for you. I'm so happy that you get to come back and check it out. And, you know, you're thinking about buying your childhood home. That must be exciting. And he said to me, just very blatantly and without any sort of apology, oh no, I'm not here to buy the house. I have no intentions of buying the house. I just wanted to come back in one more time and see my old family home. By the way, this home is haunted. And feeling so awkward and not knowing what to say, I said, oh, okay. That's hilarious. And, you know, I don't know what to say at this point. I'm sort of between a rock and a hard place, I guess, because now I realize I'm not going to make a sale. And now I just basically have a couple of looky-loos that just want to walk around and take a look. And add to that, now this guy has sort of made me feel a little bit weird by telling me that this house is haunted. And at the time, I clearly have, I believe nothing of this, and think it's probably just, you know, this guy wanting to see his old bedroom or something like that. So he proceeds to walk around the house and says, you know, everything looks just like it always did. And, you know, here's my bedroom. It was up here in the back. It was the bedroom all the way at the end of the hall. And, you know, thanks for letting us walk through and hope you have a great night. And that was it. Off they went. And I thought, what a monumental waste of my time. Here I am trying to make a sale at 7 o'clock at night, and these people just wanted to come in and look around their old stomping grounds. And so it was just a short while later that my second appointment showed up at 7:30, and it was the nicest young couple, a husband and wife with a brand new baby who I would guess to be less than 6 months old. They walked in, and again, I gave them the spiel. Hello, nice to meet you. So happy you came. Please help yourself and show yourself around. And if you have any questions, I'll be right here in the living room, kitchen area, you know, if you need any help. And almost immediately, the baby started to fuss. And as I was trying to explain, you know, the layout of the house and where the bedrooms were and, you know, where the bathrooms were and how nice the kitchen was, the baby really started to fuss a lot more. And she started to become almost kind of inconsolable. And I felt, you know, I felt bad for the new parents because the mom was sort of shuffling the baby back and forth on her hip and trying to get her to quiet down. And you could tell that she was just kind of getting a little bit embarrassed. And I said, you know, it's fine. Why don't you just go walk her around? And, I let them walk through the house and sort of show themselves around. And I kind of followed behind them, but maybe a few paces back to sort of give them privacy to be able to talk and look through all the different rooms. And, you know, obviously I needed to see the house myself. And so I walked around with them and took a look in all the different rooms and in the basement and everything. And it looked pretty much like a 70s style split level that had had a few upgrades, and it was really nothing special or out of the ordinary. But again, all the while, this baby is fussy, to the point where the couple actually came back to the kitchen area where I was, and they said, you know, we need to go, and we're so sorry, we apologize, but we just cannot get her to calm down. And, you know, it's sort of distracting at this point, and I completely understood. And I handed them the listing information, the papers that I had with me, and we're standing in the kitchen. And no sooner did I hand them those papers than the light fixture in the kitchen that is affixed to the ceiling falls straight from the ceiling onto the floor and shatters into a million pieces. We look over. Obviously, we are completely stunned. We don't know what to say. We don't know how to act. And I apologized profusely. And I said, you know, is everybody okay? This light fixture fell within 2 feet of all of us. And so there were shards of glass just literally everywhere. And they were very startled, understandably. On top of the baby being fussy, they had just had enough of this showing. And they said, you know, we're so sorry. We're going to go. We'll be in touch with you. And I said, absolutely. And I showed them to the door. And of course, I showed them to the door and I shut the door and I came back and I stood in the kitchen and I looked and I said, what in the actual hell just happened? How did that light fixture fall completely out of the ceiling, and for what reason, and why were we standing right next to it? And I was like upset, thinking whoever put that light fixture up there ought to be told about themselves, because that thing is dangerous. It could have fallen right on one of us. It could have fallen on this mother holding her child. And I look up at the ceiling, and, you know, the actual entire light fixture, bolts and all, is gone. It's on the floor, and there's just bare wires hanging out of this ceiling. And it takes about a heartbeat for me to realize that the first showing I had and what he said to me, and that was all it took. I remember him saying, "This house is haunted." And all of a sudden, everything just started flooding into my mind. This baby crying, this light fixture falling down, these agitated parents. And immediately I realized I was standing in this kitchen completely by myself. And it was now probably about 8 o'clock at night, and it was dark outside. And I was scared to death. I had to go through this entire home, and I had to shut off every single light, including the basement, including all the bedrooms. And I'll tell you, I could not get out of there fast enough. I'll be surprised if I actually lock the door or shut it completely. Before that moment, I really had not much experience with the paranormal that I knew. Now, being older, I know that I had more experiences, but at that point, I was just a young kid, really. And I had just had a very odd experience that I couldn't explain. And so I hightailed it out of there, and I never looked back. And the next morning, I actually went back to work, and I knocked on my boss's door. She was the owner of the company. And I said, "I need to talk to you about something. You know, I showed our brand new listing last night, and I remember feeling so foolish and thinking, she is never going to respect me again after I tell her this." And I said, "I thought about it a lot, and I feel like this is something I need to tell you, because I don't know what the real estate laws are here, and I don't know if this is something that we need to tell people, but I showed the house last night to the previous owners of the house, and they told me the house is haunted." And of course, she just gave me that grin and shook her head like she'd heard this story a million times before, and she just said, "Before you ask anything else, no, we don't need to tell anybody, and nobody needs to know about that story. And according to the laws in our state, nothing has ever happened there." And she said, "You don't need to mention it again. In fact, I'd prefer if you don't mention it to anyone else but me." And she said, "You know, that's not something that we want to advertise." And I stopped short of telling her what happened in the house, because I felt like she probably didn't want to hear it. And to be honest, I didn't want to repeat it. And it was something that sticks with me to this day. I still can't explain it. Could have been nothing. Could have been some faulty wiring. It could have been some shoddy work. It just could have been, you know, a very big coincidence. But that 1 hour of my life was very, very spooky and left me with a very big impression. So thanks for listening to my story. I'm so excited to hear all the stories to come. And I love your podcast, and I think you guys are great. And I keep up the good work. Thanks.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to COSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at COSI.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to COSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at COSI.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to COSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at COSI.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to COSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at COSI.org.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to COSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at COSI.org.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal.
all that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.